Hello.
Yes, hi. Cecilia Williams there?
Yeah.
I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Now, does anyone in your household work for any news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
I'm sorry, I missed that. Could you say that again, please?
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. All right, okay, great. Okay, and are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
I know it's still ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's 2024 election for president, Congress, or other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will probably vote.
Thank you. And what is your age?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I will definitely vote.
Okay. Okay, definitely.
I missed that one.
Okay. I went ahead and corrected that one for you. And what is your age, ma'am?
Do I have to answer that?
If you're not
all of me. Ask women your age.
I apologize. I'm doing this only for as my job, but if you prefer.
No, I understand.
Okay.
I would prefer not to answer.
I'll skip that one, okay?
Perfect.
Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, Caucasian?
I'd rather answer the age question.
Okay.
I'm 50.
Okay. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat? Now, thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm going to go with satisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Marie Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
I'm going to say I don't know.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Generally approve.
Okay, do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
We'll go somewhat.
Thank you. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Border security, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructures, improving kindergarten through 12th grade education, combating threats to our democracy, reducing crime and gun violence, climate change and protecting the environment, growing the economy and creating jobs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, fighting inflation and lowering costs, protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
I'm going to go with abortion, reproductive rights, and K-12 education.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you do not have an opinion or have never heard of that person or organizations, just please say so. Donald Trump.
Ice cold. What's that, like a negative number?
0 meaning that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 100
we'll go
means...
with 0.
Marie Glusenkamp Perez.
I have no opinion. I don't know.
Dave Reichert.
No opinion.
Joe Biden.
I'm going to go 75.
Bob Ferguson.
Don't know.
Joe Kent.
I'm going to go 2.
Republicans in Congress?
I'm going to go 15.
Democrats in Congress?
I'm going to go 65.
Thank you. Now, if the elections for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Now, if the elections for Congress were in Washington, 3rd District, were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez?
Go with Marie.
Even though you're not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November's 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Kent, a small chance, or just a very slight chance, or not no chance at all that you might support him?
No chance at all.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to ask you some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use 0 if you don't think that it is important at all, 5 if you think that it's somewhat important, or 10 if you think it's an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Now, someone who will stand up on the attacks on reproductive rights and abortion, contraception, and IVF.
Very strongly.
0, that'll be a 10, correct?
Yeah, that would be a 10.
Okay. Remember, from 0 to 10.
Okay. Sorry. Right.
A leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse.
8.
A moderate who will oppose extremism from left and from right.
8.
Someone who puts doing what's right above politics.
I'm going to go 10 on that one.
Okay. What was the answer? I'm sorry, you cut in and out.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to go 10 on that one.
Thank you. A fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us.
6.
Someone who really understands the hope, dreams, and struggles of work class people because they are a working class themselves.
5.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you. Right now, we're at 79% through the survey. We're almost done. I just have a few more statements to read out to you, and we'll be done, okay?
Okay. Okay. Great. Thanks for letting me know that. I was just thinking that. So thank you.
Yeah, I always like to keep, you know, informed and aware of where we at, because I know that, you know, we're taking your time, but it's very important. And remember, your opinion does count. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made, made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking to you about Marie Glusenkamp-Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to support Marie Glusenkamp-Perez for Congress. 5 means that it is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Marie Glusenkamp-Perez shows up, listens to our community, and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Marie made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in increasing a $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand childcare in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Marie listens to us and works to find solutions to our real-world problems. That's a different kind of leader. 0 meaning not convincing at all, 5 meaning somewhat convincing, and 10 very convincing.
I'm going to go with 10 on that.
Thank you. Marie Glusenkamp-Perez is a true independent voice for our district. She doesn't play political games. Marie has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was best for our district. As a Columbine state, quote, such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative. So is Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than party.
I'm going to go 8.
Thank you. In February of 2020, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez miscarried a 16-week pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so, after the tragedy of her losing her pregnancy, Marie had to walk through a wall of protesters to get the care she needed. Marie believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period. And we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against politicians who want to make women's decisions for them.
10.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, and it's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask you again, if the elections for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glusenkamp-Perez?
I would vote for Marie.
I
was voting for her. I mean, that didn't change.
Okay. All right, thank you. Okay, now this is actually the last statements, and then I have 2 more statistical questions, and we're done. Now, I'm going to read you some doubts and concerns that some people have raised about one of our candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidates. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement gives you serious doubts, and 0 means that it doesn't give you any doubts at all supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections, and he has supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part of a ridiculous election fraud lawsuit here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee lost the governor's race and Lauren Culp is governor. Joe Kent's extreme beliefs are a threat to voting rights and to free, fair elections. Zero, meaning that it has no, you have no doubts at all. Five, some doubts. Ten, serious doubts.
And it was serious doubts about voting for him or about not voting for him?
Okay. It's serious doubts. Give me a moment here. Okay. About supporting Joe Kent for Congress.
I would never support Joe Kent for Congress.
Okay, so meaning zero, you have no doubts at all, and 10 meaning that you have serious doubts about supporting him. Which number?
Then it would. I think it would be 10.
Okay, there you go. Either get a number. That's why.
Yeah, I got to get the right number. Yeah, I got it. I just wanted to make sure that I was pointing in the right direction.
Okay. Okay. Now we need a leader. We need a leader who will focus on the real everyday challenges of working people on his own extremist partition nonsense. And Joe Kent is Mr. Extremist Partition Nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI, and he opposes fixing dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says that would make it, quote, Antifa superhighway, unquote. And the Democrats would use it to send criminals to our district. Nonsense. How does any of that help with everyday challenges of working people who live in our district? We need representatives in Congress who will deliver for our district, not someone focused on nonsense. On a scale.
I'm trying to remember the scale.
Yeah. On zero means that you have no doubts at all of supporting, and 10 meaning that you have serious doubts of supporting.
Serious doubts, 10.
Thank you. Okay, here are some more. After hearing about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Less likely.
Are you much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. Now, given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress? On your own words.
The fact that he's an idiot.
Okay. Thank you. What is the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Never.
Thank you. Now, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, ma'am.
No problem. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.